This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I usually don't care about endorsements, but this one's pretty cool. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, the National Association for Police Officers, NAPO, endorsed President Trump's re-election, praising his steadfast and very public support of law enforcement, or for law enforcement, either way. I remember back when we made Bleeding Blue, and we were trying to get it in, and this was in 2018. Barack Obama had been out of office for 2 years. And do you know, you could not get a cop organization to endorse a fair police film. Couldn't do it. Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I don't know whether they were scared, living on the muscle memory of Obama, or what, but we had Trump for 2 years, Trump being law and order, and they still wouldn't do it. Man, just, it was amazing. It was perplexing. But as I said earlier in the broadcast, it ended up being a favor. Theaters turning us down for the movie. We were going to, what call, four-walling it, where we pay to get it in there, and we make all the profits. We're going to four-wall it. And the theaters who sold out. I remember we went to one theater. We were the only movie. There were Hollywood movies on, yeah, I don't know how many, but probably six. And we four-walled in one theater. And we were the, we sold out. Here's what I'll tell you. We had more people in our theater than they had in all the others. The manager told me that. And I told him, I said, well, why don't you keep it? Keep the film and run. He goes, we can't. Because we paid, you know, whatever we paid to get the theater. He goes, can't do it. He goes, the corporate won't let me do it. Even though we were the ones selling more popcorn and Coke and hot dogs and nachos than anybody else. He came to me and said, man, this has been fantastic. And we did two nights. We sold out two nights in a row. A 275-seat theater. We sold both nights out. He did not have 275 people in the rest of his theaters on the times that we were showing. Yep. Couldn't do anything. So, and then I had a theater that told me in Oregon, I believe, or maybe it was Washington, that they wouldn't show my film because they didn't like the content. They said, well, you got to tell me what the content is. And I go, I just want to rent a theater. I want a four-wall of film. Yeah, but I want to know what it's about. And I made the mistake of telling them. Well, it's a film that shows cops, you know, in real life and doing what they do. I don't like the content. But he did me a favor because it saved me thousands of dollars. And then I got the bright idea to say, we'll just go digital. And we held on to it because it sold out everywhere except one theater. Sold out everywhere. And I said, well, two theaters because one didn't fill up, but it was close. So we get done with it, and then the distributors go, hey, you guys did pretty good when you four-wall the film. You want us to take a look at it? Yeah, sure. Well, we'll give you, you know, 10 cents on the dollar for everything we make. Nope, not going to take it. So we didn't take it, and we are where we are. So now we're putting it out there again. But back to NAPO endorsing President Trump. They did not endorse a candidate in 2016, but endorsed former President Barack Obama, then Vice President Joe Biden, in both 2008 and 2012. So I think what these guys are saying is, we're going to go with the winner. In 2016, they didn't endorse anybody. Why? Because they were afraid of Hillary Clinton losing, and they didn't want to endorse Trump in case she won. They took a very different tact. I want you to understand that. But now, NAPO President Michael McHale says Trump's support is needed during this time of unfair and inaccurate opprobrium being directed at our members by so many. I don't even know what the word opprobrium is, but I guess it's something bad. Insults or something. You want to look it up? Opprobrium? O-P-P-O. OPPROBRUM. Is that some kind of chemical element? Why would they choose that word? That's just silly. It's like, hey, it came in my word of the day. I need to use opprobrium. Anyway, he wrote that and saying, so we believe Donald Trump's going to really represent us. I'm not trying to make a statement here, but I think he's telling you he thinks Trump's going to win. That's what everybody else seems to believe. And what a time we need law and order. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, one of the black voices that's calling for action on gun violence, criticized the police force's decision to completely disband a unit. He deplored the recent deadly shooting of a one-year-old, one of the victims of New York's recent spike in gun violence. Now, I shifted gears to tell you that the police disbanded a unit that used to go into neighborhoods in plain clothes. They'd go out there and protect. You wouldn't know who they were. Because if you were in uniform, you know, people would be upset. But if you're just out there kind of hanging out, they didn't know, you know, they didn't know cops were that close. He goes on to say this. I think there was the total elimination is something we need to evaluate. Now, why is this story relevant with respect to the NAPO thing? It's relevant because the same people who call for getting rid of police now need them. They want them. Where are they? Please send them back. He says, right now, bad guys are saying, if you don't see a blue and white, you can do whatever you want. You're exactly right. And I suggested to police that they offer their services for a bounty, that they become mercenary and say, oh, you having trouble in your neighborhood? Shot caller not handling it for you? Drug dealers not doing what they're supposed to be doing to make sure you're safer or whatever so y'all can all feel better because you wanted to defund us. There are many calls to defund us. Why do you want us back? I'll tell you what, give us some of that Asheville, North Carolina reparations money, and maybe we can talk. Tony Herbert, an activist in New York's black community, agreed and lamented the rise in violence, criticizing New York officials for their failure to address the situation. The guns keep going off, and now we have a one-year-old, and the blood is on the hands of the mayor and the state legislature. The decision to disband the anti-crime unit was panned by the Police Benevolent Association President Pat Lynch, who warned that the consequences would follow if the city leaders refused to deal with increased gun violence. Folks, it's easy to predict leftism. Easy. You know what's going to happen. It's going to end badly. And that's exactly where we find ourselves. They now are requesting black... Please come in. Bring back the plain clothes anti-crime unit that was eliminated because we're getting killed. 600 officers transferred to other assignments. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall here with the best news ever. You may already have heard that here in Orange County, we got rid of the mask mandate. All of the work that you did, all of the emails that you sent, all of the moral support that you gave, all of the financial support that you gave, we did it. You are part of the Healthy American Family, and together we made positive waves of change. Now, we are going to be taking these tactics to your county and to your state, regardless of where you live, because now that Orange County has come to their senses, so to speak, and gotten rid of the mask mandate... Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even wait to film this, you guys. Now we are able to set the stage. And the more counties that get rid of the masks, the more power and the more evidence that we have for other counties.
There are people that said it couldn't be done. Couldn't get rid of these masks. Yeah, but they got rid of them in Orange County. And it's going to happen all over the country. Been talking about this. The mask wars. We'll get to that in just a bit. I want to talk a little bit about just the virus itself, this Wu flu. The update. I told you guys the Florida, you know, has been skewing the numbers, and they're not the only ones. They've been skewing the numbers all over the country, just lying about the numbers. And somebody tweeted this, and you may have come to your own conclusion, but it's a virus so deadly that you have to be tested to know you have it. Do you understand the irony of that? If you had Ebola, for example, you would not have to be tested to know it, because you'd be bleeding from your eyes and your ears. The virus that they claimed in Florida, that 98% of the people tested had it, had no symptoms if they did. It wasn't like they walked in, got tested, and dropped dead. They got tested. They went, you've got the virus, to 98 out of 100 people, and nothing happened. And then, as it turns out, only 9.6% of the people had it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where we bring you the truth in everything. Truth in advertising, truth in all of it. Glad you're here. We hope you enjoy it. Inside of a little bit of our comedy, we hope that you actually enjoy what we have to say, because laced inside of some of the humor and the things that we talk about is the truth. Laced inside of that stuff is the truth. So deadly, this virus they talk about. It's posthumously recorded after car wrecks, gunshots, suicides, and everything else. They won't even give you the real numbers. So deadly that Congress got slick about it and said, you know what? We should give this $39,000 to hospitals that claim that the virus is there. And then, well, suddenly there will be no other things that people are dying from. This is going to be the strangest year of death in American history. Because nobody's going to die from cancer. Nobody's going to die from heart disease. Nobody's going to die from gunshot wounds or car wrecks or anything. Nobody's going to die from the flu. Nobody's going to die from natural death. None of it. It's all going to be the Chinese Wu flu virus. Strangest year in history. People will study this and go, "This, we've never had a year like this ever." Revision. Diabetes, forget about it. This is a year that you could smoke, you could drink, you could go have sexual relations with whoever you want. Whatever you want to do, don't worry about it. You won't die from that. But you will die from the Chinese Wu flu virus. Mm-hmm. Saw a story, 98, and this is, I watch this show, it's called Millionaire Listing. And this one happens to be in Los Angeles. And the guy on the show, his name is Josh. And a couple years ago, his grandmother died, who was like his real influence grandmother. Very, very old. But she brought, I don't know, like she brought polyester over from Europe or something. She was a big time fashion or real estate or something, but very wealthy. And this kid's born with a silver spoon. Gotta tell you, he wears some of the slickest clothes. I mean, just slick. And stuff that I know I can't afford. I couldn't afford a shirt this dude wears. So anyway, they would always show him, they show him with his parents periodically, particularly his father. And his grandmother. His grandmother was like a big influence on him. And he's totally gay. Got totally gay. So it doesn't surprise me that his grandmother's his big influence. Anyway, that particular grandmother died in her 90s. And it shook him up on the show, blah, blah, blah. But I never heard him talk about his other grandmother, which I'm not sure if she was on his mother's side or his father's side. But he had obviously two grandmothers. And the other grandmother lived to be 98. And she died not long ago. And the reason why I tell you this is because it has all the elements of a Hollywood death. See, she's 98 years old and she dies. Guess what they said this 98-year-old woman succumbed to? If you guess the Chinese Wu flu, you would be correct. Now, the minute I heard it, I went, wow. You got a pretty popular TV show, a gay young man who's got a 98-year-old grandmother that I've never heard him talk about or feature in the show. They featured the other one, which, by the way, if she had died today, if they could bring her back to life, they would say she died of Chinese Wu flu. But anyway, the one that he's never talked about, they make an announcement that she's died. And of course, it's from COVID-19. A 98-year-old person dying from COVID-19. Now, my great-aunt Mary finally passed away this year. 107 years old. And she died during lockdown. We couldn't go to her funeral. A woman that I care deeply about. I don't know what they've coded her death for, but I will bet you money they coded her death as a COVID-19. Now, we go see her every year, but we've missed a couple of years in between. And went to see her 3 years ago. Now, never forget this, because we go see her. You have to call her ahead of time so she can get ready. And she lived by herself up until she was 103. So anyway, she had a person that lived with her. So we go to see her, and she sees us, and she's happy to see everybody and everything. And then but somewhere in the conversation, she says to us, "Well, y'all might as well stay for the funeral." And I looked at her, I said, "Come on, Aunt Mary." I said, "You're going to live to be 150. She said, "Oh, no, please don't." She was like, "No." But you could tell, needless to say, every other year leading up to that, she was just happy to see us. But that particular year, now this was 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, she says, "Well, y'all might as well stay for the funeral." She knew, time was up. But I'm telling you, in that time between then and now, she didn't get any better. It wasn't like she was going to get healthier, like she was going to start running, trying to make the Olympics. But she died. And I could almost guarantee you they said it was Chinese Wu flu. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is calling on Congress to pass another massive coronavirus stimulus bill by the end of the month. Mnuchin telling a House hearing the next round of stimulus spending should be focused on businesses that have been the hardest hit by the ongoing coronavirus crisis. On Thursday, President Trump talked about deregulation and the things his administration has been doing to make it easier for businesses to compete in the United States. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News President Trump has delivered on promise after promise.
I can tell you that there's one thing that I do know about this president. He has delivered on promise after promise after promise, not only from an economy, but from a foreign policy standpoint, from a draining the swamp standpoint. He continues to do that, and he's just as committed today as he was almost 4 years ago.
This is USA Radio News. As we continue in hurricane season, the head of FEMA has a message for everyone. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency assuring states that could be impacted by Atlantic hurricanes this year that there are plenty of available federal resources to help them should they get hit by a hurricane this summer. FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor made the comments in one of those states, Mississippi, yesterday. He says dealing with a hurricane and the virus at the same time would be more complicated but not impossible.
Turning to politics, Democrat Jamal Bowman has defeated Congressman Elliot Engel in the New York primary, ousting the 16-term incumbent and chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee in an election that took nearly a month to resolve. Bowman ran to the left of Engel and argued that the Democrat incumbent lost touch with his congressional district. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you let your kids go back to school?
I will. My kids are looking forward to it.
Yes. Period. Absolutely.
Absolutely. As much as I can.
Without a hesitation.
Without hesitation, yes.
I have no concerns about sending my child to school in the fall.
I would let my kids go back to school.
Dr. John Torres, NBC News.
They all said yes.
Yes, they did. That was a NBC News report. All these, I think they thought they went out talking to these pediatricians. Would you send your kids to school? Yeah, of course I would. Yeah. Why? Nothing to be afraid of. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Been a bit of a listless day for me because I'm a bit tired. I'm tired physically because I've been burning the midnight oil, but I'm tired mentally of the same old crap, but I'm not going to let up. I'm not letting up. Let's be clear about that. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. TheKevinJacksonShow.com if you want to contact me otherwise. So I'm out and about. You guys know about my mask, right? I don't like to wear the mask. I don't wear the mask. You wait in a restaurant, in the little area of the restaurant, they have a sign up. You must wear your mask to enter this building. And as soon as you enter, you get in and you see people eating and they're not wearing their mask. Now in California, you're supposed to eat and then put your mask back on. Eat, drink, put your mask back on. Yeah, let's see how that works out. Let's see how the Gestapo handle it. So anyway, I'm out and about without my mask, and I want to give you these mask stories because I think that they're important. So I go to the grocery store, and I had to get my phone exchanged, and the clear as day, you go to Verizon, you wear your mask when you come in. We walk in, no mask. Ladies are sitting there, a lady and a guy, they've got their mask on. The guy's talking to a family, they've all got the mask on. The other lady who's a Verizon employee, she's talking to another lady who doesn't have her mask on. We walk in without our mask, period. So anyway, they help us. Turn out we can get a better deal on the phone going to Best Buy. But it was closed, so circle back. I said, well, I'm going to go to the store. I go to the grocery store, walk in. Everybody's got a mask on. Everybody. It looks like a bodega in New York with the plastic, the plexiglass around the checkers and all that. But anyway, I go in to get a couple of items, shopping, moving, most people are not paying attention. Some of them are. Well, it's funny, the dude who brings in the person in this case, it was a dude, who brings in the carts. He didn't have a mask on. Tall, thin, white kid. He didn't have a mask on. I thought, interesting. Because I've seen all of them outside with one, but he didn't. Maybe he told them I'm not wearing it. But I'm the only person in the store, at least initially, that I see that does not have a mask on. So I'm booting around the store, and this one guy is very, you can tell, he's a by-the-rules guy. He's standing right in the middle of the circle. He's socially distanced from, he's farther back. He's like 6 feet, he's like 8 feet back, not 6 feet, because he's not even on the next circle that he could be in. He's almost 12 feet back, because there's a circle he could be standing on next to the other person, but he won't. It's way back. So I pass by him, and I notice he looks at me longer than anybody else looked at me. And I just looked at him like, say something. I dare you. And then he quickly, you know, he was looking out of the corner of his eye. And then when I glanced back at him, like, say something, then he looked away. Like, oh. And I could tell he's one of those guys. He's the HOA guy. You know, the guy that, excuse me, so your lawn is a little bit too, is a quarter inch too thick. You're going to have to either cut that or we're going to fine you $1,000. Now, he's that dude. So anyway, I keep booting around the store. And I see this woman and her kids. And she doesn't have on a mask, and neither does her kids. I'm telling you, everybody else had a mask on. So, I literally, by chance, because I, you know, just booting around, I was getting my stuff, and I was going to get in and out of there. And by chance, I have to go up the aisle where this lady is. And so, I get the can of Goya that I was going to go to get. And I see her, and I said, hey, notice you're not wearing your mask. I said, you're part of the unmasked crowd. She looks at me, and she goes, heck yeah, and she puts her fist out to fist bump me. Youngest woman, probably early 30s. Her kids are like 5 or 6, something like that. And she asked me, she goes, anybody giving you ugly stares? And I said, I don't even care. She goes, me either. And I thought, wow, this is a millennial, because she's probably 30, 32, something like that. And I thought, good for you. Anyway, I walked off. And I've done it to a few people to go, because I did it before, but back before it was really being enforced. And I think, I don't know if I told you guys, I was at I had to go to Dick's, because it was the only place to get this particular sporting goods item. So I'm there to get this one item. That's it. And we go in. They have the mask policies, peculiar as day. You can't come in here. Blah, blah, blah. So I go walk in, and the ladies, you know, you need to put a mask. I said, I have a medical exemption from a mask. And, oh, keep walking. So I go upstairs to get the item, and the guy's like, everyone needs to wear a mask. Maybe I told this story the other day, but he's like, everybody needs to wear a mask. And he starts really, you know, haranguing me over, you need to wear a mask. And I said, I've already explained to the people that when I came in that I have a medical issue regarding your mask, which my medical issue is I like breathing nitrogen and oxygen. That's my medical issue. But I didn't say this to him. I just said, I have a medical issue. And I said, I'm not wearing a mask. It was, sir, it's for the safety. And I go, do I look like I have COVID? And the guy, well, it's not just for, it's for the safety of my customers. And I'm thinking, you're a little rinky-dink employee in a major chain. This ain't your customer. And oh, by the way, I am a customer. And I'm not your customer. I'm a customer. And so he tells me this, and I'm like, I don't really care. I go, I'm not wearing a mask. And by now, there's like 4 or 5 other employees kind of looking to see. And I just said, I'm just letting you know, I'm not wearing your stupid mask. And I said, and if you want to know what my medical reason is, I hope you'll ask, because it'll be a 70. I didn't ask you what your medical reason was. He throws his hands up. And I said, I didn't say you did. I'm just saying, if you want to push it further, you are going to get charged $75,000, because I've already given you my reason why I'm not wearing a mask. Just go. And I kept going. And the reason why I'm telling you guys these stories, and look, do what you want to do. It's up to you. It's like I was talking to one of my best friends. His brother-in-law died, and he says, Kev, you would really have liked to meet him, because I met his other brother-in-law years ago. He goes, man, this guy was just like you. He goes, he was such a cool cat. And he goes, now another brother that I met, he goes, he's a real introvert, and he won't even come out of his house now. I went, well, you got to be kidding me. He goes, no, won't come out of his house. They have him so fearful, he will not leave his home to come. He didn't go to the funeral of his own brother. That's what my best friend was telling me. One of my best friends was telling me. So he says, you know, look, I'm not going to tell. He goes, I think it's silly. I mean, and this is, again, another black dude, professional, that goes, I'm not buying the nonsense. I didn't even know that my buddy Mark was a conservative, but he is. He goes, I'm not telling people how to think. He goes, I got too many other things to do. But he goes, I'm not buying into it. So here's what I say to you. You may not be telling people what to think, but when you put on that stupid mask and you go out in public, you say, I'm one of you. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, no, it's been mandated from the governor, or the mayor says we have to do it. No, you don't. No, you don't. You walk into a place, you say, I have a medical reason for not wearing a mask, not wearing it. And eventually, you know what? Oh, by the way, there was a business that did it. They put up the right sign. They said, literally, they say, this is what the sign says. I mean, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me. But it says, there is a mandate in our store that you must wear a mask. However, if you have a medical condition that precludes you from wearing a mask, then we cannot legally bar you from coming into the store. And we cannot ask you what your medical condition is. So for all of you people with medical conditions that are not wearing your mask in our store, welcome. It was something along those lines. And I thought, you know what? Good. Good. Mask wars. So my producers got me this. Massachusetts man Todd Goulston has been arrested on suspicion of wielding a gun during an argument with a man who was not wearing a mask inside a store. Bridgewater police said they were called to the Walgreens. I'm not going to go into the details. The dispute about one of the men not wearing a mask, and it continued into the parking lot. The suspect, 59-year-old Goulston, pulled out a gun from his vehicle and pointed it at the other man. Goulston then got into his vehicle and left the scene. This is a guy who got so upset at a person who... I want you to understand, before this nonsense... There is no way that incident happens. When I told you there were going to be mask wars, you probably thought, Kevin's kidding. He can't be serious. I'm sadly, deadly serious. This man could have been killed. A guy brandished a gun because this guy didn't have a mask. You know what this guy was thinking his rationale was? I'm protecting the world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. President, given your concern with Twitter, have you given any consideration to deleting your account, to just walking away from this platform you've been so critical of?
Well, you know, if you weren't fake, I would not even think about it. I would do that in a heartbeat.
I'm real.
But the news is fake. If you look at what gets printed in newspapers, if only the public could understand where, you know, they're reading a story and they think it's real, and it's not real in so many cases.
President Trump called it. Fake news. He says, I wouldn't need Twitter. I wouldn't need any of this other stuff if you were to tell the truth. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. Thanks for being part of what I do 5 days a week, a couple hours a day. I always think about what we're being told and how it's absorbed. And I feel like there's a, I don't want to use the word paradigm, but there's something in the way that the left does where they're always trying to figure out how they can make us accept something. How can we cleverly get people to do things? And I come back to this whole lockdown thing where we self-imprisoned and self-enslaved. When I talk about enslavement, I mean they made us do work that we didn't want to do. You pay your taxes to get your kids taught, right? To get them into public school. No, we're not. We're going to keep your money, and you're going to still educate your kid. Has any government and has any municipality anywhere talked about, you know what, families? You took care of your own children for a better part of a month and a half, maybe a couple months. We're going to give you a rebate on your taxes. I have not heard a single municipality anywhere bring this up. I've heard them talk about reparations to pay black folks something for nothing. But you worked. You took your kids back. These teachers went on hiatus. And it continues. Many of the jobs that you normally relied on somebody else to do are being, you're paying for stuff. You self, let me ask you this, gym membership, you got a gym membership? Can you go? Do you have a membership to like Massage Envy or some one of these places? You're still paying. All these things that must go on are still going on. You're paying. While you were self-enslaved and self-imprisoned in lockdown, all this stuff went on. And the left are taking note, man. They're like prisoners. You know, prisoners are the most observant people on the planet, next to comedians. Prisoners watch, let a guard work a month, and the prisoners have this dude down better than Dr. Phil. Him or her, they know the psyche. They prey on, they see a weak female prisoner, guard. Man, shoot. They have that chick shining boots she becomes the house mother, if not worse. They watch everything. They watch your weaknesses. They know what you're good at and what you're not good at. They know how to manipulate you. And that is what the Democrats do. They are so, it's uncanny. And let me tell you why you're not that observant. Because you're busy. If you had to be, you would be. But you're busy. You're too busy living life, doing things. As one of my friends said, will you please get out of my way, protester, so I can go to work to pay my taxes that pay for you to be able to do this crap? That's kind of the way people begin to feel. So I was talking to this friend of mine. She's a Twitter friend. And she wrote this piece, and it was called It's Just. And it was poignant because we talk about this stuff all the time. And this will make you think as I read all these things, and you'll be thinking of some things yourself because we've added some things. But it's just to flatten the curve. What is she talking about? You know what the terminology. We're just going to flatten the curve. That's all we want to do. Yep, on the Chinese Wu flu. It's just a few inmates. It's just to keep others from being infected. It's just a few more weeks. It's just a church. It's just until we get a vaccine. It's just an app. It's just tracing. It's just to let people know you have no temperature. Now I'm going to stop there. Because as I was reading this thing from her, I said to myself, you know, Adam Carolla talked about how the left are, how incremental they are. They are incrementalists, and they are excellent at incrementalism. So, when they first wanted to get rid of cigarettes and smokers, they said, you know what, we need the no smoking section in a restaurant. So they put in the no smoking section. They just said, you can sit over here, you can sit over there. Then they said the no smoking section needed to be cordoned off in a way that it wasn't intrusive to the smoke, to the non-smokers. So they did that. Then they said you got to implement these unbelievably expensive systems that will take the smoke out of the smoking section. Then they finally said you can't smoke in the place at all. You can only smoke outside. Then they said you can only smoke outside if you were more than a certain feet from the establishment, because people would huddle and smoke right, you know, by the thing if it was cold or rainy. So they said no. Then they said no smoking at all anywhere outside. You can only smoke in your house. And believe it or not, there are places where they don't even want you to smoke in your home. See, that's incrementalism. That's what leftists are absolutely brilliant at. They're brilliant at making us think they only want a little bit. And then they take it all. That's what they do. She goes on, she says, it's just so others know who you've been in contact with. It's just a few more months. It's just a few more inmates. It's just for large gatherings. It's just until clinical trials are complete. It's just an account. It's just to prevent hateful speech. It's just to prevent hateful content. It's just to prevent false political stories. It's just a peaceful protest. It's just to punish bad cops. It's just a statue. It's just a monument. It's just some graffiti. It's just them doing what they do. You know who said that? It's just their freedom of speech. Do I need to stop and tell you what that's all about? Yeah, pulling down monuments, rioting, looting, doing whatever they want. And you know what Pelosi says? It's just them. It's just them doing what they do. Other politicians, it's just them exercising their freedom of speech. Is that how you exercise yours? She goes on. It's just their freedom of expression. It's just to show solidarity. It's just a few square blocks. It's just a curfew. It's just an anthem. It's just a flag. It's just a football game. It's just to protect the children. It's just a little fine. It's just to prevent a spike. It's just to achieve social distancing. It's just some skewed statistics. It's just a few places that won't take currency. It's just so people can safely vote. It's just a debate. It's just a few gaffes. It's just to protect his son. It's just a veiled threat. It's just a radio show. It's just a White House meeting. It just slipped his mind. It's just a change in beliefs. It's just a clump of cells. It's just for choice. It's just a false story. It's just until proof is shown. It's just for 2 years until after he retires. It's just a movie. Any of these ringing true with you? Any of these things reminding you of stuff that that people have said about people you know? It's just a TV show. It's just a Christmas song. It's just a textbook. It's just a slave owner. It's just a founding father. It's just an outdated amendment. It's just the Electoral College. It's just petroleum products. It's just fracking. It's just innocents seeking asylum. It's just a border. It's just a mean-spirited tyrant building a wall. It's just educational opportunities for impoverished minorities. It's just the underprivileged feeling frustrated. They just shoplifted, or it's just shoplifting to feed their families. And she finishes with this. Do you understand why it's not just a mask? And it's a powerful piece when you think about it. I don't agree with everything because I don't. Frack all you want. The earth isn't worried about your fracking. And I know about the technology enough to know it's not that big of a deal. But many of these other things. Christmas songs attacked. How about this one? It's just a nativity scene. It's just religion. I mean, I could add quite a few things to this. What about you? What is it just about for you? What is it just that you've heard?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.